Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when there isn't a football game. So Mondays at 7 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And also streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. And tonight, I'm going to be playing songs I love as usual, and occasionally I throw in a reading or a story or a joke, and I call those things wombats. And I'm going to have a little short economic discussion tonight. That's my wombat for the night. I'm going to start off with a song I didn't finish last week. It's the actress Jennifer Lawrence singing The Hanging Tree from The Hunger Games. Jennifer, I read, was horrified at singing this song. She is not a singer. She's never performed, never recorded, but they wanted her to sing this, and they got her to sing it, and to her amazement, it became somewhat popular, reasonably a hit. It raises the question as to exactly what about music makes people like it. Is it the arrangement, the story, the voice, the what? Any case, this is by a human, a frightened human. She was very, very worried about this recording, but somehow it speaks to me. I don't understand it, but it has some sort of pathos that gets through.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? Where dead man called out for his love to flee. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a necklace of hope side by side with me? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where they strung up a man, they say we murdered three? Strange things that happened to you, stranger would it be? We met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? Thank you.
That was The Hanging Tree, sung by Jennifer Lawrence from the movie series The Hunger Games. Well, next we've got something quite different for me. It's Pachelbel's Canon. I'm a big fan of Pachelbel's Canon. I bumped into it three times in my life. The first time was a complete surprise to me. I had no idea what it was. It was in a movie I saw, an animated movie. The second time was on the streets in Asheville, North Carolina, with some street musicians playing it, and I was captured by it. And the third time was my friend Andy Stokes, who was out a few weeks ago, and he is a pianist and liked it. I went and found this version. The original version was actually written for violins and basso concerto. It was done with a dance, and it was done sometime between 1680 and 1706. They don't know when. There's not much history of when it was written. In any case, this is the full orchestral version. Oddly enough, though it was written back around 1680, it became lost, more or less, unknown, until around the 1970s it began to catch on. And for some reason, it became very popular. It's used at weddings and funerals and various other things. And I like this orchestral version. It's a beautiful piece. And I really get into the different parts. You can hear the different instruments coming in. It's a canon, which means there are actually like around three different parts played. Each one starts, and in the middle of that one, the same part starts again. If you listen for that, you can hear the canon in places. So this is the famous Pachelbel's Canon.
Thank you.
That was Pachelbel's Canon, as played by the London Symphony Orchestra, with Philip Gibson directing. We're going to switch guns now, switch paces. This is Cherry Bomb by John Cougar Mellencamp. this was released in 1989, went to number one. It was nostalgia for him. He was looking back to his teenage years in Bloomington, Indiana, where he grew up and now lives. He lives on Lake Monroe near there. I used to live in Columbus, not too far away. Anyway, Cherry Bomb is his memories of a club he belonged to when he was a kid. It was called, the real club's name was The Last Exit, but in the song he calls it Cherry Bomb. But it catches youthful energy and zest. It's John Cougar Mellencamp's style, and I've always liked his style. So here is Cherry Bomb. Oh, by the way, for those of you, today fireworks are mostly illegal. Back when I was a kid, in some parts of the world, there were two kinds of, there were little firecrackers, but cherry bombs and M80s were the big ones. Cherry bombs look like a cherry with a fuse coming out of it, and M80s look like little tiny beer cans with a fuse coming out of them, and both of them gave off quite a bang. You didn't want to have them in your hand when they went off, that's for sure. So the song, the name Cherry Bomb, also has other meanings to people from some generations. So this is John Cougar Mellencamp and Cherry Bomb.
Friends around. don't know what to do. I hope that they're not laughing too loud when they hear me talking like this to you. That's when I spoke.
That was Cherry Bomb by John Cougar Mellencamp. Columbus, Indiana is about 35 miles from Bloomington, Indiana, where he grew up. Bloomington is the home of University of Indiana, but also has a laboring class, a working class side, and I believe John Cougar Mellencamp was from that side of the tracks and grew up with kind of a very earthy mentality, and it comes out in his music. Well, next up is I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon. John McCutcheon is a hero of mine for a number of reasons. He's a great songwriter, a great musician, great performer. I've seen him a few times live. Just read you one little thing. It says on his, he is regarded as the master of the master of the hammered dulcimer, and is also proficient on many other instruments, including guitar, banjo, auto harp, mountain dulcimer, fiddle, and jaw harp. Quite a career. He's very good on the fiddle. He's very good on the banjo, and he's got a wonderful singing voice. But most of all, his delivery, his songs. He's also performed at the National Story Telling Contest in Jonesboro, not far from here. But this is a song. I Am the Bravest Cowboy, and I just get a kick out of it.
But my clothes were not much fine. I went out on the prairie, Lord, learned rob and steal. And when I robbed them cowboys, how happy I did feel. Can tell. Now 60 of the bravest cowboys that ever had broke west lay dying on prairie with arrows in their San Antone for where the ball and chain. You know I am the bravest cowboy that ever did ride the west. I've been all around the Rockies. I got bullets just hit my bed.
That was I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon. Well, now we're moving to something a little more deep, I guess is the right word. It's Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. It's got a wonderful sort of resonance with the future and your future. He wrote this when his wife was pregnant and didn't get released for a couple of years. And then it got out and began to pick up. About that time, Jim Croce, who was only 30 at the time, died in a plane wreck. And this song, with its references to the future and time and mortality, suddenly caught on and spoke for him. It's something I remember at the time it was popular, and it has legs. I guess that's the best way to describe it. So, this is Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through.
That was Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. Well, it's kind of wombat time. First, let me tell you who we are and what we're doing, and then I'll do my little wombat. You're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. We come to you Monday nights at 7 from WEHC, Emory and Henry College. 90.7 on your local dial. We reach out about 35 miles in all directions from Emory, Virginia. And we're also streaming on the web at wehcfm.com. You can also send email to us at wehc at www.ehc.edu, and I'd love to hear from you. Well, here's my little wombat. I went to last week at our local church. So we had a speaker, and he was talking about something that was different to me. We all know there are a lot of issues about the unfairness of the world and prejudice, and things like race and gender prejudice, you know, women, the glass ceiling. Then you've got the whole LGBT issues. You've got various other things, religion, religious prejudice, and so forth. And all of these things have become major issues over the years. He brought up a new one I hadn't thought of in this way. He said, poverty. Poverty is the most painful and unfair thing on our planet and in our nation. He said, we all worry about things like prejudice because women aren't given opportunities or someone of the wrong race. But what about poverty? It turns out that both in the U.S. and worldwide, people who are born poor tend to stay poor. He said about 2 billion people on the planet live on less than $2.50 a day. And he thinks this problem could be rectified. So instead of looking at some of the issues we do look at, which are important, he suggested we address poverty. And he had some ideas of how to change the distribution of wealth. Well, I've thought about this for a while. I had a friend in New York who was an economist, and he talked about it. The point is that if we could do things to change the distribution of wealth, it would probably have more impact on helping people who are in pain and misery and suffering than all the other things we talk about doing. This guy, the man who spoke Sunday, his idea is to use a new technology, the same technology that underlies bitcoins. It's called blockchain technology. And the idea was to create a new kind of currency, and some aspect of it, he didn't explain what, would cause it to be distributed more fairly. The man's name was Eric Stetson, E-R-I-C-S-T-E-T-S-O-N, and his organization is the People's Currency Foundation, if you want to look it up. I found that interesting. So that's my wombat for the day. And we'll now move on to something from the past, the dark past. This is called Lord Yester, and it's sung by a friend of mine, Jan Mayer. I've often mentioned I belong to the New York City Folk Music Club for many years, and there were a wonderful group of singers there. None became professional. Oh, some of them made some money, but none of them earned a living at it, in spite of all their talent. Jan Mayer probably had the finest female voice in the club. Anne Price, I would give a second place, and I wouldn't want to say who was better, but Jan had an incredible voice. And I loved this song, so when I wanted to play it on my show, I went looking for it, and the best recording I could find was by someone I knew, Jan Mayer. So it tells a story of a man who goes off in the Crusades, and what a pathetic story that is. Any case, this is Jan Mayer singing Lord Yester, and I'll let you listen to the story.
All my love has gone to flood and gray, to dance at Branksome Lea. And ere the night will turn to day, he'll dance ne mair with me. Maybe he's gone to Israel, the freedom lands to sail. Or maybe he's gone to Bethlehem to find the golden bell. Oh, my love may come another day, for golden hours are few. Like broken dreams that melt away before noon. Maybe he's gone to Byzantine along the lonely trail. Or maybe he's gone to Palestine
my love may find the golden fleece, or wear the martyr's gown. For honor bides with him who fights beneath the cross and crown. Maybe he's gone with James and John to fish by Galilee. Or maybe he's gone with a fisherman to find his Calvary. Oh, my love has gone to flood and to dance at Branksome, and ere the night will turn to day, he'll dance ne mair with me.
That was Lord Yester, sung by Jan Mayer. The next song is Howie Day singing Collide, and it's kind of it's a love song. I think it's when two people meet, and, you know, people falling in love, it doesn't follow any pattern. It somehow has to be almost unexpected when you don't want it. If you go on a blind date, you kind of hope for it, you know, but somehow when you're hoping for it, it blocks some of the possibilities. On the other hand, when you meet somebody unexpectedly, say standing in line somewhere or getting on a bus or something like that, somehow sparks emerge that don't have a chance otherwise. And I believe that's what this song is about, Collide. It's when two personalities collide. And so I give you Howie Day singing Collide.
The dawn is breaking, a light shining through. You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in you. I'm open, you're closed, where I follow, you'll go. I worry I won't see your face light up again. Even the best fall down sometime. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills my mind, I'll somehow find you and I collide. I'm quiet, you know. You make a first impression. I've found I'm scared to know I'm always on your mind. Even the best fall down sometime. Even the stars refuse to shine. Out of the back you fall in time. Somehow find you and I. Collide.
Collide by Howie Day. Well, next comes a wombat, no doubt about it. It's me. Every now and then I put on something that I sang. I want to talk about this. I've mentioned many times that I belonged to the New York City Folk Music Club for years, and we had weekends and we had campus concerts and we got to sing. And I realized that part of the fun in life is to give joy to others. There was an expression in Old England times, I give you joy. But really, it's not just joy you're giving, it's meaning. You want to give others a reason for enjoying their lives, a reason for having and meaning in their lives. It isn't always happiness. Sometimes it's depth. Sometimes it's insight. And this song, One Day I Will, I learned it from a friend of mine, Jeff Davis, and it only had two verses, so I made up the last two verses. Those are my verses. I'm proud of that. But what I like most about this recording is not so much that I got to sing the song, although I'm very happy with that, but listen to the people singing with me on the chorus. What a trip. And even humming along when I'm singing the verses. I think this was the first time they'd heard these last two verses, and yet they knew the tune, so they came along and did what they could. They hummed and gave me kind of like a background orchestra. Anyway, the name of the song is One Day I Will. And it's kind of a Christian hymn. And as I said, I wrote the last two verses, of which I'm kind of proud. But most of all, I'm proud to have been in a group where people sang with me, and we had a good time, and I gave them some joy.
I never have seen the face of my Savior, but serving Him has been such a thrill. I never have seen the gates to the city. One day I will. One day I'll walk on the streets of pure gold, and they tell me that has never yet been told. I'll be united with my loved ones on Zion. One day I will. From the day I first met Him, He has been all to me. My life with joy He has filled. I'm longing for the day when my eyes shall behold Him. And one day I will. One day I'll be united with my loved ones on Zion's holy hill. One day I will. My mother, then my father, have gone on before me, and oh, how I miss them still. But my God has told me I will meet them them over Jordan. One day
I will. One day. Sang beside us, and now stand on Zion's high hill. But I know that one day we will again sing together.
One day I will. One day we'll walk on the streets of pure gold, and you tell me the path has never. United with my loved ones on Zion's holy hill. One day I will.
Yes, one day.
One day I will.
So, that was me, Harry Baia, singing One Day I Will, with what I call the Great Pine Woods Chorus, the people in the audience at the Campers concert. And as soon as I sat down, someone else in the audience got up and sang another song, and I was in the chorus. Those were good days. And we're now moving on to Glenn Yarborough and the Whistling Gypsy. The Whistling Gypsy, there are many versions of this song, but the basic idea is that a traveling gypsy, gypsies were poor, hardly ever wealthy, comes visiting the castle and somehow falls in love with, and she falls in love with him, the lady of the castle, and off he goes with her. And there are various versions, one where the king or the prince comes looking for him and finds him, and she says she doesn't want to go back. And sometimes they all get murdered, and all sorts of things happen. But this is the popular version, Glenn Yarborough, so it's a little softer, but it's got a beautiful melody, and it's a very gentle song. So I give you The Whistling Gypsy by Glenn Yarborough.
The Whistling Gypsy came over the hill, through the valley so shady. He whistled and he sang till the greenwood rang. He won the heart of a lady.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, di-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day-o. He whistled and he sang till the greenwood rang. He won the heart of a lady.
She left her father's castle gate. She left her fair young lover. She left her servants and her state to follow her gypsy rover. Sing it with us.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, di-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day-o. He whistled and he sang till the greenwood rang. Won the heart of a lady.
She left behind her velvet gown, shoes of Spanish leather. They whistled and they sang till the greenwood rang. They rode off together. Whistle. On a goose feathered bed, silken sheets for cover. Tonight she sleeps on the cold, cold ground. beside her gypsy rover. Everybody now. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-day. He whistled and he sang till the green wood rang. He won the heart of a lady.
That was The Whistling Gypsy by Glenn Yarborough. I've been, I'm going to have some co-hosts on here. I've had some recently of friends and people I know who are going to pick some of their songs and play them with me. And it's interesting what makes people like songs. The next song is an interesting example. It's called Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley. I was in high school when Elvis Presley broke on the scene, and it was just magnificent. It was a wonderful thing. Since then, I've read a lot of articles about what he did and how different he was. He was one of the first to combine kind of black roots music, rhythm, black gospel and stuff, with traditional country music, traditional white gospel, and a lot of rhythm, a lot more rhythm than singers of his type had. And all this analysis goes into it. But I didn't know any of that. I was just a kid, and all I knew was I liked the music. And I think that's true of all of us in a way. You can go into all sorts of analytical things of why the music appeals to a certain audience or group, but it doesn't matter. And in a way, it gets in the way. When I was trying to recruit my friend Andy to do a show with me, he was asking a lot of questions. And at one point he said, I don't know all those things about music, so I don't know that I'd be a good co-host. I said, Andy, I don't know that much about music either, but what I do know probably gets in the way to enjoying the music. The main thing is to let it flow through you, not with all these thoughts about, oh, is that new? Is that different? Is that black? Is that white gospel? Is that, you know, what? Those things, they're interesting, and they make it sort of more interesting, but they don't add to the raw pleasure. So here's Don't Be Cruel. And I want you to imagine someone about 16 who'd never heard music, anything like this. And all of a sudden, one day they get a hold of this, turn the radio on, really, and hear the hit parade, and this song comes out.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
That was Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley. The next and last song is Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go.
there is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the seven bridges roll. Now I seven bridges roll. There are stars in the southern sky, and if ever you decide you should go, a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the seven bridges road.
That was the Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles. A lot of crowd enthusiasm thrown in as a bonus. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. WEHC is a nonprofit station. We are home in Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, but we don't receive enough funding to keep us alive without support from our audience. So if you're listening and can send anything in, please do. I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I invite you to contact me if you want to know more about the station. However, each week I end my show the same way, and I always ask you to join me in something, and I encourage you to do so. And it's something I do, or at least I try to do. And what it is to celebrate. And what do I celebrate? I celebrate being alive, as should you, I think. So please join me in celebrating most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.